Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 41, found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 41 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 58 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 41. In this question, the student is given a diagram and is asked to find the measure of angle N. The student is then asked to explain how the answer was determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is 43 degrees. The explanation states that since angle N is a vertical angle with the 43 degree angle, angle N must be congruent to that angle. Any other valid response would also be accepted. Please also note that degrees can be indicated by spelling out the word or by using a degrees sign. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 60. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. A correct answer of 43 degrees is provided, and the explanation correctly describes the vertical angle relationship between the angles, mentioning that alternate interior, exterior, and corresponding angles are congruent to each other is irrelevant, but correct. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 2 response. Both the answer and the explanation are correct. Explaining that the two angles are vertical and therefore equal is sufficient to demonstrate a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this response, a correct answer of 43 degrees is provided. However, using the terms diagonal or opposite in describing the angle relationship is vague and therefore unacceptable. The fourth guide paper is a score point 1. Although the answer provided is correct, the explanation that the angles are directly across from each other and are equal is not sufficient. In the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1, the answer provided is correct, but the explanation is missing. A correct answer with no explanation can receive no more than a score point 1. The sixth and last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. In this response, both the answer and the explanation are incorrect. Please take a moment to review these six papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 41, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric. So please, keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 41. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 66. In this response, both the answer and the explanation are incorrect. Measuring the length of the angle is an obviously incorrect procedure. This response receives a score point 0. Next is practice set 67. In this paper, the student has provided the correct answer of 43 degrees, and the explanation demonstrates knowledge of the vertical relationship between the angles that make them congruent. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 68. This response includes a correct answer of 43 degrees and an explanation that describes finding the measure of n by subtracting the angles in turn from 180 degrees, which is a sound mathematical procedure. This response earns a score point 2. In practice set 69, the answer provided is correct and the explanation incorrectly identifies the angles as corresponding rather than vertical. This response receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 70. This response includes a correct answer of 43 degrees. However, using the term opposite in describing the angle relationship is vague and therefore unacceptable, so this paper only receives a score point 1. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.